Stone Roses toured briefly in the US and England, but in 1996, Squire quit the group, releasing a statement describing his departure as the inevitable conclusion to the gradual social and musical separation we have undergone in the past few years. The Stone Roses continued on for another 6 months, but called it quits after a performance at the Reading Festival, where Brown appeared visibly drunk. But after the British newspaper The Sun published the story on the 14th of October 2011, citing that the Roses had signed for a series of gigs across the UK, rumours again began to circulate. On the 18th of October 2011, the Stone Roses announced the end of a 15-year split. The band is scheduled to play an extensive world tour in 2012, and that a new album is planned. The Stone Roses' return was met with mass hysteria, with 150,000 tickets for the two shows sold out in 15 minutes. The Stone Roses have been well and truly resurrected.
It's like a 15-minute documentary, so what are your expectations out of the documentary?
Well, it's a difficult question, really, what my expectations are, because, well, you have to be very realistic. I know for a fact I'm not going to gain a dad and all that. Of course I'm not.
So you don't think you're going to, like, after the documentary, you don't think you're going to, like, build a relationship with him out of the documentary?
Well, I've maybe a card at Christmas. I can't imagine it, you know. I mean, we haven't really spoken in 21 years. I can't really imagine. I'm definitely not going to get a dad out of it, and I don't really know if I'm going to get a friend out of it, because I just can't really see anymore.
If Lampard was so much better than Gerrard, why did Mourinho want to buy Gerrard?
He wanted to buy Gerrard?
Yeah, he tried to buy him twice.
Really?
Yeah. He tried to buy him at Real Madrid, actually, as
he
well.
Almost, he was this close to going, wasn't he?
After they won the Champions League in 2005.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to re-sign his contract.
Yeah, so he was really close, and he just said he made a U-turn, you know, and I guess the way he looks that I can win all those trophies at Chelsea, which he would have won.
If he had a time machine every day.
I don't know. I think if he looked back on it now, I still think he'd go, do you know what? I might not win a league title with Liverpool, but winning one would have meant more with Liverpool than winning 2, 3, 4, 5 with whoever else.
And he came so close last year. He's still likable. Do you know what I mean? I said he's all right. He's still likable. He's obviously a good captain.
I don't like him. I admit he's a good footballer. I don't like him.
Why don't you
I can't give you any reasons now.
I've just decided I don't like him, but I haven't come up with reasons yet.
I don't know what it is, but it's one of those things. I just don't like him.
I met him once and he hugged me and he told me I smelled different while I was awake. That's why I don't like him.